The Constitution Amendment Act 2016 seeks to change the current date for the presidential and parliamentary elections from 7th December to the first Monday of November in an election year. The first Monday was chosen as a convenient day of the week for elections because it will prevent the inconvenience associated with some days of the week which have the tendency of affecting voters' turnout. The day will also allow the EC ample time for preparation by way of transportation and distribution of electoral materials at the weekend before the election on Monday. The Attorney General and Minister of Justice, Marietta Brewer-Pierre-Opon, said the article being amended is not part of the entrenched provision of the Constitution. The forum was attended by civil society organizations, political parties, faith and worker-based groups. The General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Esiedunketia, said the NDC is in full support of the amendment.
We thought that the amendment was very necessary. 2008 elections further vindicated this position because after a runoff, there was the need to still go to time to hold another election. So the third one was concluded by the close of December. So we had less than 1 week to do a transition and it affected the whole nation. And so I want to reiterate that NDC comes here with very open mind. We don't have any fixed position about what the honorable members will do. You are the lawmakers. Whatever position you adopt, we all go for it.
The campaign manager of the NPP, Peter McMenu, said the NPP is ready for the election anytime, any day. He was, however, concerned about the preparedness of the EC.
The release of money and the procurement of materials, which is very critical, and their distribution. I have seen elections where on election day, certain polling stations have their materials at 2 p.m. and 3 p.m. How prepared financially, logistically, is the Electoral Commission in respect of 7th November? The New Patriotic Party wishes to emphasize that we are ready for any date. Subject to these concerns we have raised, this August House passed laws which have not been implemented for one or two reasons, like the ROPA law. So this law can be passed, but if the questions I have raised cannot be answered, then its implementation may be postponed.
The national chairman of the PPP is Ni Alotebru Hammond.
We have every hope in this committee that you will do what it takes to make this amendment constitutional so that on November 7th, as we have all agreed to do in IPAC with the Electoral Commission, that we will be able to hold our elections on November 7th. We wish to note that this is the only vehicle to become law-abiding, and the Progressive People's Party pride itself on ensuring that whatever action we take will be in line with the Constitution of the Republic. Whatever this august body decides, we will abide by it.
Mrs. Peace Aye, the national women leader, represented the NDP.
We agree with the date, first Monday of November. But we believe that it shouldn't be this year. Our reason is that the EC and IPAC have not yet agreed on a modality to clean the register independent exhibition. There could be disagreements over these modalities and might create time problems. We believe that a firm and certain modality by the EC is necessary to affirm the dates proposed.